The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is November 10th, and I am sitting here with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office. So first, let me bring in our licensed nutritional counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
It's a pleasure to have you here with us this morning. For, in my opinion, we are going to hear the greatest show we've ever done. I've had some preliminary discussions with our guest today, and I can only tell you from my past experience in discussing issues with him, he is by far the most pronounced speaker we will probably ever have on our show ever. And I'm very, very happy to introduce our special guest today, Mr. Stuart Tonk. Good morning, Stu.
Al, it's so great to hear your voice. And Janet, huge hug to all of you from sunny San Diego, California.
We're so happy to get those huge hugs, and we're so happy to have you on the show today. You are just so full of great information, and we're going to just stop with that mutual admiration society stuff going on and get right to it.
I love you, Jen.
I love you right back, Stuart. I had the most wonderful Monday evening. I went to a forum on the evolution of functional medicine, and it was all about cannabidiol. And I know that you are absolutely the most qualified person to give us so much information about the research, the background, all of the information on cannabidiol, and I will let us get to it. I know that you have so much research to talk about. Is that someplace where we should start?
Yes, and I also want to just make sure, in case any of the audience, that I've never been a guest on the show while they've been listening, I just want everybody to know that, you know, my angle in the natural products industry for 30 years, pretty much, as an educator, started working in a health food store when I still had a head full of hair. I went to go work with the great Dr. Cass Ingram, North American Urban Spice. That's where I got to meet Al, and that's where I met you, Janet, and with the oil of oregano and oreganol P73. It was a great experience, and from there I was recruited to go work with Nordic Naturals. I became their global educator, and I helped to head up our medical and scientific advisory staff, and I did that for about 9.5 years, and I've been with CV Sciences, formerly CannaVest, for going into my fourth year now. And so thank you very much for the recognition. But what I've been able to do over the years is I'm really a journalist like any other journalist, but I just go out of my way to find the evidence, the peer-reviewed published evidence, and to not oversell the product. And I think that my reputation that I've been able to gain over the years is, yeah, everybody does like to buy, and nobody wants to be sold. So if we can just stick to the evidence, get excited when we can get excited, but not to overplay our hand. I think we're seeing in this day and age where everybody's online, fact-checking everybody and everything all the time, it's a good position to let the science and experts like yourself, Janet, speak for themselves, because I'm sure you've seen this over the years. People come into your office, they have an idea of what they think they should be taking, and then they sit down and get an assessment and find out that their ideas are sometimes not as clear as they thought they should be. They get it wrong many times without help.
Unfortunately, and fortunately, the two sides of the coin of internet research, you can be dramatically misled. You can get some very high-quality information. And the information, there's a lot of information and conflicting information about cannabidiol, CBD, and number one, I will talk about the questions that the people had at the meeting from Monday night. They were very concerned about THC. They were very concerned that in order to reduce their inflammation, reduce their cancer risk, to reduce seizures and so on, that they would be exposed to THC, the hallucinogenic compound in marijuana. Is there any THC in CV Sciences cannabidiol?
Well, it's a very important conversation to have, and we use the terminology, we call them definitions of zero, because that's really what the concern is. We want to make sure that there's zero amount of the psychoactive material. But when we look at the definitions of zero, I think the best way to help to contextualize that is if you look at the FDA's website and you look up reference amounts customarily consumed, RACC, something that you know, but many of the listeners may not. If you look at what is defined as zero, let's take kombucha, for example. Does kombucha have 0% alcohol?
No, it does not.
It has 0.5% alcohol by volume, right?
Right.
So why are we not worried about that 0.5% alcohol by volume in kombucha? Because the benefits outweigh the risks. And we all remember, some of us remember, there was a time where you had to get a liquor license. Al, did you have to get a liquor license to carry kombucha in your stores?
No.
You know, in other parts of the country, they did. So it's 0.5% alcohol by volume. It's a prebiotic, probiotic, good for your gut-brain-belly connection that you can let a 9-year-old girl buy with her mom in the car. And if it has 0.6% alcohol by volume, we call it a daiquiri. Let's look at caffeine, okay? Is decaffeinated coffee zero? No, it's 30 milligrams of caffeine in a decaffeinated cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. So that can actually get you going. I've been on and off coffee my whole life, love-hate relationship. Decaffeinated coffee is not zero. How about fat-free? That's 0.5 grams per RACC. Sodium-free, 5 milligrams. Sugar-free, 0.5. So the point that I'm making is the trace amounts of THC in our products, Janet, are naturally occurring constituents inside of the ditch weed. What do I mean by that? We're growing agricultural outdoor hemp that never, ever, ever had measurable levels of THC, just trace amounts. Now, many of our competitors are growing marijuana that is high in CBD and relatively low in THC, and then trying to strip out some of the THC and calling it CBD oil. And that is where there's some confusion. If you can just let me follow up with one other thought, for anybody that really wants to follow this, Raphael Meshulam, M-E-C-H-O-U-L-A-M, Professor Raphael Meshulam from the Israeli scientist who discovered THC and the endocannabinoid system, he recently wrote a paper, and I'll send it over to both of you. It's called Cannabis, the Israeli Perspective. And it says, a group in Tel Aviv University has found that a single ultra-low dose of THC, check this out, 0.002 milligrams per kg. We're talking a trace amount. Several orders of a magnitude lower than the conventional dose to get a mouse intoxicated.
Wow.
Listen to this. That trace amount protects your brain from different insults, including inflammation, that cause cognitive deficits. So here's the point. A microdose of THC that talks to the CB1 receptor just a little bit, when you have tons of CBD in the product, buffers it completely from any psychoactivity, but also confers that other part of the endocannabinoid system. So it's dose-related. We can get a powerful anti-inflammatory, zero effect on the psyche with the trace amount of THC naturally occurring in the hemp that we're farming to make our products.
Well, Stuart, one other point I think you should make mention of is the fact that the company you work for, CV Sciences, is a public company, and they do have to expose everything that they're working on. There cannot be any secrets. So everything that you have before you and everything you're discussing is an open book.
Yeah. Yeah, that adds, Al, thank you for pointing that out, because I never mention that on the radio shows because I'm only interested in the human health side of things, but you make an excellent point. We're a life science company. We have 50 employees. The ticker is CVSI, Charlie Victor Sam Indigo, and we have two divisions. One division is a drug development division, a pharmaceutical arm, which I don't have anything to do with, and the other side of the business is the consumer product division that I head up. And so you are right, with a public company, if everyone can just imagine how much more scrutiny we have been exposed to. For example, when our raw material comes in from Holland, we're not growing it in China, and no disrespect to China. There's probably clean parts of China. People have made up their mind. We're growing it in Holland in the Netherlands. Our drums of raw material clear customs. Let me just say that again. We're growing cannabis in Holland, shipping in millions of dollars of it through customs. They open the drums. They take the material out. They sniff it. They test it. They look at it. The dogs smell it. They let it go to our laboratory here in San Diego. We've now sold close to 800,000 bottles. According to Spins data, we're the number one selling CBD in the entire nation. So to your point, there are a lot of eyes on us, and there's a lot of need for transparency. So I hear you, Janet. I'm concerned. There was a report that came out yesterday that showed that they tested a lot of CBD products in the market, and they had far higher levels of THC than people would be comfortable with. Were they referring to that particular work that was recently published, Janet?
I don't know.
Yeah, that might have been the talking point. That might have been what spurred it, because it was recently published in, I'm pulling it up right now, University of Pittsburgh, American Medical Association, a letter labeling accuracy of cannabidiol extracts sold online. It's a research letter, and they were very concerned about what you're talking about, and we're not
right here
to fear monger, but you're right. You better make sure that the CBD oil that you're using is truly from hemp, not from marijuana, and only has a very, very trace amount of THC in it.
Stuart, would you say that Holland is the major source of hemp coming into the States?
No, I would say that the large commercial production really is probably still in China, but the Dutch, in 1970, when Richard Nixon and the Schaefer Commission looked at the risk-reward benefit of cannabis hemp to society, they encouraged him to decriminalize back then. Well, the idea was not ripe enough yet, and it was connected to the protest movements and so forth, so that was very political. It's understandable that it wasn't time then for hemp to become available. However, the Dutch in 1970, same time as the Schaefer Commission, they listened and they started planting. Now, we all can laugh and giggle about the coffee shops in Amsterdam. That's not what we're talking about here. They saw the business opportunity and the human health opportunity to grow large-scale cannabis farms. So we started contracting with a group in Holland that manages 3,000 acres of agricultural hemp. The stuff grows 18 foot tall, looks like giant bamboo, and that material is so good because if you know Holland, no chemical agri-farming, right? No
right.
Monsanto, nothing ever. So they use humic and fulvic acids, and this stuff is beautiful. What they do is they grow it, it grows real quick, and they chop it down, and you have to dry it immediately because it's loaded with water. You don't want any activity, water activity, aflatoxins and so forth. So we pelletize it and dry it, and it goes next door to Germany for a CO2 extraction. So if you can both visualize truckloads of these giant containers, nitrogen flushed with pellets that look like hamster pellets for food, but it's hemp. And they throw in hundreds of these bags into these huge machines, and then we get this raw hemp paste. And so it's a way to take this huge biomass and to condense it into this beautiful dark green rich material. So that's what we've got going on in Holland and Germany. They're growing here in America, but they do not have the extraction facilities set up, so they can only do stage one, not stage two.
So the CO2 extraction is one of the most beneficial modes of extracting active ingredients from a plant product. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest today, Mr. Stuart Tomke. He is the educator and spokesperson and the fountain of incredible information on CBD. We'll be right back. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Friday. It is November 10th. And our very special guest today is Mr. Stuart Tomke. Janet Cimarelli will be here today to answer any questions you may have or discuss any health challenges you might like to discuss with her from 4 to 7. Tomorrow, Saturday, she'll be here from 12:30 to 5:30. In the store right now, who will be giving away some of the samples of the CBD products we'll be speaking about is Mr. Chris DeRoma. And we're going to be speaking about the different varieties, Stuart, that is available through CB Sciences, where no other company has the extensive variety and the dosage amounts that you have available. So I'll let you and Janet continue.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm so happy that Chris is there to hand out samples. This is, in my opinion, the most experiential, personalized dietary supplement we've ever had. I mean, we've always said that it's an N of one, right, Janet? It's one patient at a time. But this stuff is so different because it's so individualized. That's what we want to talk about a little bit before we jump into the products. But before we do that, I just wanted to make one comment, and this is, I think, really important for the intellectual honesty and the clarity of this conversation. I had the great privilege of being quoted in Rolling Stone magazine recently.
Wow.
And never had that happen. And the article, it's online, it's called Hemp Wars, Inside the Fight for Federally Legal CBD. And the quote that it was just one of those neuroplastic moments. I got it out, one tweet, and I said, what people have to accept and embrace is that they're completely different products and totally different markets with different customers, Tomke says. Let me say it one more time. If you're listening to this and you're a big THC marijuana advocate and you know there's medical application there, you're right. Guess what? You'll never get it at a health food store. You'll only get it through a doctor or through a prescription. It's a different product. What people have to accept and embrace is that they're completely different products and totally different markets with different customers. What we're hawking is decaf cannabis, okay? Not regular. And there's a place for regular, and it's not at Save-A-Lot, and it's not at CV Sciences. What we are doing is taking the same exact hemp that Janet has talked to people about and Al has talked to people about for a long time that had fatty acids because of these great profile, and then the protein from the seeds that's so easy to digest. Hemp is a superfood. We took the same exact hemp and just extracted the entire plant so you could get all of it. So we really haven't added anything to the conversation. This stuff's been around for 10,000 years. All we did was bring it to market.
Well, you've brought it to market in such a way that people can have a dramatic impact on their health challenges. So there's research available with regard to osteoporosis and osteopenia. People who are at risk for fractures because there are CBD receptors on bone cells. There's going to be a benefit for your autoimmune issues. It is so critically important to understand how broad the health applications are. A lot of people think about it, okay, well, I've heard that it's good for controlling seizures, but it goes far, far, far beyond that into enhancing a variety of different systems within the body. One of the things that was talked about at the meeting that I attended was CB1 and CB2. Now, talk to our listeners about those two categories of cannabidiol.
Okay, so we have these receptors through the entire body, and it's such a great story. I mentioned Professor Mashulam, Raphael Mashulam. His documentary is called The Scientist, and you can watch it on YouTube for free. It's great. So it was really interesting. They were trying to figure out, how did THC affect you? Why did you feel so weird when you took it? And they thought it just caused these perturbations on cell membrane fluidity until they discovered in a brain of a pig a CB1 receptor. So as soon as they found a receptor, they know that there's a compound the body makes, a key that fits into the lock. You're not born with a receptor for something that you don't produce yourself. You're not born with a receptor to be dependent on something outside of your body and nature. So when they found the CB1 receptor, they learned quickly that it was the most abundant receptor in the human brain.
Wow.
Just check that out for a second. The most abundant G-protein coupling receptor in the human brain is named after the cannabis plant. That's weird, right? And then the CB2 receptor, found mainly in the immune system, and that was discovered about a year or two after that. So CB1 and CB2 are the main targets of what we call the ECS. That's the endocannabinoid system, which maintains homeostasis and keeps our bodies functioning optimally by helping us to adapt to change. So with people, once they embrace that there's a master control system we never knew about until 1992 that's based on lipid mediators, which means they're quickly created and degraded. So if anyone remembers all of our talks about fish oil and prostaglandins and leukotrienes, right, how omega-3 is converted into these hormone-like compounds, other fatty acids are converted into endocannabinoids. That's right. Your body makes its own marijuana, and your body's own marijuana speaks to the CB1 and CB2 receptor to help you respond to stress by modulating endocrine function, regulating fight or flight, mounting inflammation or immune response. So these receptors that Janet talked about, number one and number two, affect all systems, organs and tissues. So when it's out of balance, we're out of balance, and disease develops from too little or too much activity. Now check this out, Janet. Most people that are out there eating a soybean-rich diet, soybean oil-rich diet, seed oil, sad American diet, and then also using THC, are getting too much CB1 overactivity, which could lead to metabolic derangement and all kinds of mental health issues. So what they need is some more CB2 activity. This is where the CBD comes in. You start adding CBD into somebody's system that's got too much CB1 activity, and you balance them. So if you're out there listening to this and you're already using medical cannabis but you're not taking CBD, you're missing out. You need 10 to 15 milligrams of CBD every single day to protect you from what you're doing. So the CB1 and CB2 receptors, we can dive for hours into all the different things they do, but think of master control. I'll sum it up with this. The compounds your body makes are neuromodulatory and immunomodulatory. So our marijuana-like compounds are neuromodulatory and immunomodulatory. Guess what? So are phytocannabinoids. CBD is neuromodulatory and immunomodulatory. It works more on the CB2 receptor, and it helps to dampen a hyperactive immune response. So you throw CBD into the system, and you can slow down a hyperactive immune response. Doesn't that sound great?
With all of the diagnoses of autoimmune allergies, a variety of immune dysfunctions that are being diagnosed in the population, that sounds awesome. And just a note to talk about safety with regard to our very first exposure to cannabinoids, comes in breast milk. It's very abundant, most abundant in breast milk. So to me, that points to the fact that this is something literally a gift to mankind.
You're so right. Anandamide in breast milk means bliss in Sanskrit. Without an anandamide, the endocannabinoid anandamide is what causes the suckling so that the infant knows how to feed. Are you kidding me? These cannabinoids are involved in growth and physiology from birth to death. Is there a connection between a lot of formula-fed babies and some of the health outcomes that we've seen? We've argued about that for years with the immune system. Could there be a connection here? Absolutely. So what we're learning is this ECS that we have, this endocannabinoid system, that's what's out of whack. It's not like CBD is a cure-all. No, when you're healthy, your endocannabinoid system is healthy. Most people are so stressed that they cannot recover and heal and grow and adapt. This is where CBD comes in. So you're right. Your very first exposure, let's keep this in mind, should be low and slow because there are no PET scans to measure circulating endocannabinoid levels. So we don't know how the patient will respond. You've seen this in your practice, I'm sure, that with the functional status of these receptors, you're either being upregulated or downregulated, you don't know how much CBD they need until they start. Isn't that right, Janet? You've got to start them low and slow to get the best results.
Absolutely. And thanks to you, Stuart, I do have here in the office a titration schedule for people to be able to follow in order to achieve the beneficial results that are available using CBD. But the clients don't necessarily know where to begin and how to progress. And I have your schedule of suggestions. So very important information to understand that each one of us is different and our endpoint might be different. And a very gentle introduction to these incredibly effective products is right here in front of us. I do want to share very quickly a very nice story. I had a client who had extremely painful and stiff finger. He was not able to bend his finger at all, and it was always very uncomfortable. And he applied the CBD oil balm to his finger. He said within 5 minutes he started to see a reduction in the level of pain, and in 24 hours he began to be able to move his finger. So dramatic responses when the system is out of balance, this is an appropriate approach to regain that health balance, that homeostasis. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman and our very, very special guest today, Mr. Stuart Tump. And keep in mind, Chris DeRoma is here in the store with samples of the products we're talking about. Stay tuned. More to come.
Channa Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center's 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today is Mr. Stuart Tonk, who is with the CVSI company, or the CV Science Company, which is a public company that has, as Stuart pointed out, two arms to it. One is the CBD division, the other is the pharmaceutical division, and it's a public corporation. So if you'd like to look them up on the exchange, please feel free to do so. And the product we're speaking about today are the line of CBD oils, sprays, balms that are manufactured in San Diego with the hemp product from Holland. And we are offering a very, very special price on the CBD products today. And everything you buy today or tomorrow will have an additional 10% off the everyday low price. And take advantage of it. You can either do it by coming into the store to pick it up, or you can call the mail order service to have it delivered. And we do deliver any packages under or over $100. The number to call locally is 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And if you live out of the area here, you can call toll-free 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT. That's 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT. We have a lot more to discuss, Stuart, and maybe we can get into some of the specifics of some of the great products that Chris DeRoma will be handing out today for those people that would like to take advantage of trying what CBD can actually do for the body. And Janet is available today from 4 to 7, and she'll be available tomorrow, Saturday, from 12:30 to 5:30. So I'm going to turn it back to you and Janet so we can get into some more specifics about some of these great products.
Excellent. I think that the best way for somebody to start, and I'd love to hear Janet's thoughts on this as well, if you're listening to this and you're brand new to the entire conversation, you're intrigued, and you heard Janet's story about that finger, let's just dissect that for a moment and tie it back to the top of the show. You've got a swollen, inflamed finger that doesn't straighten out, that's all bent. The endocannabinoid system is going cuckoo nuts, which is not an official scientific term, but I think we all get the visualization, right? So she puts the CBD, she encourages the patient to put the CBD balm directly on the stiff, sore hand. Ready? The endocannabinoid system has upregulated many of the CB1 and CB2 receptors. It's hyperactivated. Why? The ECS is seeking balance. What does that mean? It's looking for your body's marijuana-like compounds to bring it back down to normal. Think about how powerful this stuff is for seizures. Then imagine what it can do for like a spastic muscle. And this was topically because you've got cannabinoid receptors in the skin and nerve receptors in the skin, too, from that antioxidant signaling system. So that's just one testimonial, one example. And I love what you said, Janet, before we went to break. We got to say it again. If you're really deficient in your endocannabinoid system and very much out of balance, the response to these products looks like a miracle.
It does.
If you're not, let's be intellectually honest always. If you're totally balanced, you have regular bowel movements, you're an emotional ninja, Nothing bothers you. You're perfectly healthy. Why are you listening to the show? I mean, I'm serious.
I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it that way.
So that's right. No, yeah, it's maintain it. Maintain it. But here's the part, Janet. This is interesting. If you're perfectly healthy and you take too much CBD, you just might feel a little weird because you don't need it. So that, I hope can set the stage for what I'll say next. I like the 100-milligram spray or the 500-milligram spray with the extra virgin olive oil base to use that spray to slowly build up for people to find, are they a 10 or a 15-milligram dose? This is what we're learning now since I've been on the show last. Again, north of 750,000 bottles. Most people end up between 10 to 15 milligrams. Have you seen that, Janet?
I actually have not seen that. The individual response seems to be all over the map. I have people taking the capsules, the higher dose capsules, and they're getting dramatic response, just very hard to quantify. They feel better. They rest better. Yeah. They handle what they need to handle in their lives better. So it's very difficult for me to say.
No, you're right. Okay. You're hands-on with individual patients one at a time. I mean, you know, when you back up for a second, the range is from 3 to 300 milligrams. So that confers safety, and it also suggests you should speak to somebody like Janet. My comment was, and looking at our adverse event reporting, we have doctors that follow up. By the way, if any of your patients or anyone has any perceived side effect, you simply call the 1-800 number on the side of the bottle, and a medical doctor will call you back. We take this very, very seriously. But for general wellness and well-being, if you don't sleep right, if you don't feel right, if you're totally stressed out and you're completely anxious, that ends up being about 10 to 15 milligrams. Either some people that are getting results with 5 milligrams. So that's why we think start with the green spray. It's delicious. It's a total plant complex, meaning we use the entire hemp plant. And the ingredient deck is beautiful. We use extra virgin olive oil and peppermint. We're using monk fruit instead of stevia as our sweetener. We're using a little bit of monolaurin and some fat-soluble vitamin C and vitamin E. So it's a really clean, natural product label. And I'm seeing great results with that, Janet. Are you seeing people respond to the spray very well?
People are responding to the spray, and I do encourage them to use the spray form just because of the ease of absorption, the active component.
Yes, you can let it sit right under the tongue.
Right.
And you can get some. So who would be taking that green product? Well, again, if you make an appointment with Janet, then we're going to be sort of decoding your personal situation. But in general, we've been encouraging people to look at the green product because it's activated, meaning that the cannabinoids can go exactly where they need and hit the targets. The green product, anxiety, stress, and depression, optimizing circadian rhythm, sleep, increasing insulin sensitivity. So the green product is for both peripheral and central nervous system support. That's what we're seeing. Are you seeing that too, that the green is great for anxiety, stress, sleep, and increasing insulin sensitivity?
I have not been able to get feedback with regard to the insulin sensitivity, but with regard to stress management and sleep, relaxation, freedom from anxiety. I have a question for one of my clients. She is on an anti-seizure medication. Is this something that she needs a physician's guidance with regard to introducing plus CBD oil along with her anti-seizure medication?
Well, first and foremost, that's always advisable. But when you look at the medical literature, which is where I spend all of my time, the New England Journal of Medicine, May 25th of this year, published the first seminal breakthrough paper proving that CBD works. And they were giving it, Janet, on top of all of standard of care. So they were kids that had treatment-resistant epilepsy, Dravet syndrome. They were given all of the anti-epileptic drugs and CBD on top of it. And it
Wow.
reduced the seizures an additional 40 to 45%. Now, here's the technical rub, and I'll get this quickly. If you're taking huge amounts of CBD, not the amount we recommend, but huge amounts, you may actually cause the other seizure drugs to hang around in the body longer.
Uh-huh.
And so you might need to adjust those a little bit, but that's when you get to the 200 or 300 milligram dose. So always talk to your doctor, but they're currently studying it on top of everything. So CBD on top of anti-anxiety medication, CBD on top of pain medication. It lowers the threshold. You don't need as much of the pain medication. The anti-anxiety medication, you take CBD on top of your benzodiazepines, and you can then titrate down because CBD helps to modulate that GABA-A receptor. You take CBD, and your body's natural GABA binding is enhanced. CBD is a master adaptogenic. It gets in there, and it fixes what needs to get fixed. I love what you said. You will feel better. Ready? If you don't, you'll never buy it again. Okay? It's a really easy equation.
There you go.
You know, the label on the screen label.
And then there's the gold product. You jump from the green to the gold. Are you noticing some differences with that high-intensity, standardized neurogenic support? Are you noticing some different responses with the gold product?
I'm using the gold product more with older individuals, and the response is, I will repeat, I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but I feel better.
So with the difference between the peppermint and the vanilla, there is no difference in the milligram strength. Is that correct?
That's correct. The milligrams stay the same. We've just been playing with the different flavors. If you're really a purist, I would encourage you to try the unflavored. That's my favorite flavor because you can really taste how rich the plant is. Mm-hmm. But if you're giving it to a kid, we had the great late Dr. John Hicks, MD, who saw thousands of patients worldwide, pediatrician, was using that spray. He liked the 100 milligram peppermint spray for kids with attention focus issues, which we're seeing now. That's like a pandemic. So the peppermint is really great for the kids. They like the flavor of that.
Well, I also believe that you have a major amount of time to use this bottle from a standpoint of dosage, because you're looking at 3 milligrams per dose. And your recommended dose is 2 sprays at a time. The bottle, the 2-ounce bottle, gives you 160 sprays.
This is a real value for this kind of medicine, and I'll encourage anybody. If you're curious about the value of CBD, look it up online. If you go to, like, Cayman Chemicals, where they sell pure isolated pharmaceutical CBD, they're charging, like, $2,000 for, like, 360
Amazing.
Milligrams of CBD.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the other point that people have to understand, and I'll speak personally for the product, is that most of the time you will feel it within 15, 20 minutes. So if you're under stress or you have some anxiety, you may be in pain at some point, you take a couple of sprays of either the peppermint or the vanilla, and within 15, 20 minutes, you, like, forgot about what happened. It works that efficiently and that quickly.
Now,
and that's one of the nice things.
And I heard Janet laugh in the back, but I don't want to miss this. Professor Mashulam, if you watch the documentary on YouTube, he came up with this idea. Ready? The adaptive benefit of forgetting. Think about
wow.
it for a minute.
Wow, beautiful.
Think about that for a minute. Wait a minute. He says that the adaptive benefit of remembering everything has been overplayed. What if you remembered every face you saw when you were walking down the street in a shopping mall? You'd go crazy. Don't mm-hmm. we know people that cannot let it go, cannot drop it, cannot forget? What I've noticed in the years I've been doing this, I'll just speak for myself. There are a lot of things that used to bug me on a deep karmic level that I've totally forgotten about. That's good. The endocannabinoid system, when it's dysregulated, PTSD, the inability to extinguish the fear of the memory. We want to get in there and balance that system. Fight or flight, you're not supposed to be in it for 10 years, right, Janet? Weren't you
right.
supposed to be under fight or flight for like 10 minutes a month?
I'd say 10 seconds. Your brain kicks in and you get out of town. We are going to take a short break right now. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman and Chris DeRoma, who is here with all kinds of samples from from CV Sciences, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, November 10th, and you can listen to this show again tomorrow at the same time, from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. on 1470 a.m. And if for any reason you'd like to use this important information that Stuart has been able to share with us, you can go to our archive radio shows at www.savealotnutritioncenters.com, and you can listen to the show again as many times as you like, because the information is just priceless, invaluable. And I think for those people that have conditions that they know CBD can help, now is the time to really embark on a program with the help of Janet and get yourself situated to where you can relieve some of the pain, stress, anxiety, and any other situations that the CBD can help you with, as Stuart has been talking about this morning. The entire line of the CV Sciences product, whether it be the sprays, the drops, the capsules, the balm, all are going to be 10% off our everyday low price today up until 8 o'clock and tomorrow, Saturday, up until 6 o'clock. So it's a good time to take advantage of it. And, of course, Chris DeRoma is here in the store, and he will be here until 2 o'clock today, where you can get free samples and experience what the CBD can do for you. And I think it's a wise investment for you to take the time to come down to Save-A-Lot and request a sample from Chris so you can see exactly what it can do for you. And with that said, I'm going to turn it back to Janet and Stuart.
And Stuart, there's just so much to discuss here. That we talked about the sublingual spray, hold it in your mouth a little bit longer, and the ability to absorb the substances into your bloodstream and literally within 15 to 20 minutes experience the difference. Since this is something that is found in to be very abundant in breast milk, is it appropriate for a nursing mother, a pregnant woman, to be using CBD?
Well, just a quick point of clarity. The endocannabinoid in the breast milk is a highly unsaturated fatty acid derivative made from arachidonic acid, where the phytocannabinoids in nature actually interact with the same system. So there's a real interesting synergy and a similarity, but it's a very good question. Can you take it while you're breastfeeding? Well, out here in California where I live, they do that sort of thing. I would have to say that this is still so new and that the one time that we are crystal clear that cannabinoids may not be that appropriate is when you do need to remember everything and your brain is developing. Now, mind you, CBD is totally different than THC, and CBD just got approved or will be approved as a drug for epilepsy. The National Institutes on Drug Abuse said it's non-addictive and non-habit-forming, but until there's more extensive clinical research, it really needs to be a personal decision. You know, a lot of people are sitting on the sidelines, Janet. You know, you've seen that from the medical perspective. They've got a wait-and-see attitude.
Right.
However, if it's an alternative to pain medication, the answer is yes. If it's an alternative to anti-anxiety medication, the answer is yes. If it's an alternative to SSRIs, the answer is yes, because then it's a risk-reward benefit. But if you're perfectly healthy and you've got nothing going on at all and you feel great, again, your endocannabinoid system may be just fine.
It's really important because I think about all of those women who are undergoing hormone manipulation with regard to fertility treatment, a problem pregnancy, a difficult traumatic delivery, a baby with issues of colic and all of the stress of that entire picture. So I think of this as such a safe and effective way to minimize the stress of all of that picture.
I couldn't agree more. And I loved what you said, when people just feel better, because we could dive for hours into all the targets and all the mechanisms of action. When I'd mentioned, for example, insulin sensitivity earlier, CBD speaks to PPAR gamma. That's the same target that the TZD blood sugar drugs do. One of the byproducts of long-term CBD use and calming down this hyperactive fight or flight is you increase satiety signals. Think about it like this, Janet. THC gives you the munchies. CBD tells your body that you're full. So one of the byproducts of not being so stressed out, of down-regulating hyperactive microglia, of sleeping more restoratively at night, you know what the byproduct of that is? Balancing cardiometabolic efficiency. You are a byproduct of your environment. You're sleeping, feeling better, and the weight melts off you because it's supposed to.
What do you answer to this statement? There is information that says, yes, CBD oil helps to reduce seizure frequency, but the medical establishment says it's experimental. It's experimental because it didn't help every single one of the patients using it, that it is not a cure. Do you have a nice response to that?
Yeah, all drugs are exactly the same. What's the big deal?
Yeah, there you go.
Next!
Okay, so...
Well, look at pharmaceutical companies. They're happy when they get 10 to 12% return.
Absolutely. Okay, so where do you... How do you respond to people who say, well, the FDA has some serious questions about the CBD oil?
Yeah, no, they do, because they don't know officially where it lives. And they're having some challenges right now because they're about to approve CBD as a drug for treatment-resistant seizures, the single most effective herbal extract we've ever seen. So the idea that it doesn't have medical benefit, that's kind of laughable in the face that they're about to approve it as a drug. So what we've got is egg on our face, 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding. Remember, they told us the whole time there's no medical benefit here. What? So this is just the unwinding. This is the ugliness, the sausage-making, because it's hard for people to say I was wrong. I'm sorry, we're going to make this stuff available. Right now there's a food fight going on. Does it belong to pharma or does it belong to you? Believe it or not, the argument right now pharma's making is they own CBD and that it's theirs forever, for all time. We disagree. We believe in freedom. We believe in choice. This is a 10,000-year-old plant that predated all pharmaceutical companies. It used to be in the U.S. pharmacopoeia. You could walk into a pharmacy and buy cannabis extracts as alternatives to morphine in 1906. Hello, here we are again. So we're not worried about the FDA because we're playing the game right. We've never got a warning letter from the FDA. Did you notice that, Janet? 40 warning letters into this. Have you noticed we've not received one? And a huge one came out for the biggest CBD company out there. They got a warning letter the other day for making all kinds of crazy disease claims. That's why we do radio shows and tell people to talk to Janet so that we don't have to put claims on the internet.
So for summing this entire discussion up, I'll let people know that there is CBD to assist you with dealing with inflammatory diseases, autoimmune issues. It's going to be very superior at protecting your brain and limiting the damage from circulatory issues that manifest as a stroke, trauma, brain trauma. We've been hearing a lot over the past several months, certainly about continuing brain trauma associated with different sports, treating or supporting brain chemistry so that you minimize neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's disease, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, and you're doing this in a non-toxic way. And we just have a few minutes left. Stuart, what do you have to sum it up?
Well, there's a wonderful new book called When Brains Collide by Colonel Dr. Michael Lewis. And if anyone remembers, years ago we talked about a patient he had where everybody died in the car, but Bobby had brain damage. We gave him so much omega-3. Do you remember that, Janet? Now through
the
feeding tube.
Yes.
Well, we started giving Bobby CBD soon after I found it. And this is pretty unbelievable. He started taking CBD in June of 2015. He had brain damage. 2 weeks later, no longer depressed, stopped taking SSRIs, anxiety levels completely vanished. Ready? Asked a girl for her phone number. That's what CBD can do for you.
Well, let me first again remind our listeners, Chris DeRoma is in the store right now. He will be here till 2 o'clock. Giving away samples of the CBD, both in the liquid and in the capsules, and the balm. So if you have an issue that applied to some of the discussion we've had with Stuart today, please feel free to stop in and request a sample from Chris, who, again, will be here until 2 o'clock today. The entire line of the CV Sciences products, all the different forms that we have here at Save-A-Lot, will be an additional 10% off the everyday low price today up until 8 o'clock, and tomorrow, Saturday, up until 6 o'clock. Janet Cimarelli will be available today from 4 to 7, and she'll be here tomorrow from 12:30 to 5:30 to discuss any issues you may have either with CBD or with learning more about how you can improve your overall health. And Stuart, I want to extend my warmest love to you for this great discussion we've had. You did a superb job, and I hope our listeners appreciate all this great information that you were able to share with us.
Thank you, Al, so much, and thank you, Janet, and thank you, Chris and Tony, for all of your hard work, our brokers that are out there. This is my favorite radio show, Al. You're the first person I met in the natural product industry.
It's been a pleasure, Stuart, knowing you for all these years. You're a sweetheart.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to this very special program with our special guest, Stuart Tomk, and we will be back on next Friday at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.